Hello, you're listening to a Bide and Thrive podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to be a reminder, to be an encouragement, and to uplift you in your walk with God. So join me as we unravel scripture and just learn what it means to abide in Him in our everyday life. So go grab your journal and go grab your pen and let's get into it together. Hi friends, welcome back to Abide and Thrive Podcast. I'm Bria and you can't tell, but I'm excited, I'm smiling, and I'm so looking forward to this episode. With that being said, welcome to episode 8 of Abide and Thrive Podcast. I almost lost count of which episode we were on. This week we're going to be talking about idols again, so this is going to be like a part 2 of episode 6. I believe this topic is so important because being a follower of Jesus and living a life devoted to Him, we could develop idols in our life, not even knowing and not even trying to develop idols. And we're human, and so things like this happen. But it's important that we are aware and that we are on guard of what our attention and our focus and our love and devotion is going to. And so I'm excited to talk about more about this topic. It won't be a very long episode, but it's going to be a good episode. And also bear with me if I sound a little nasally. I have a sinus infection, and so just bear with me. I'm pushing through, but it's going to be a good episode. And so grab your journals, grab your pens, and let's get into this episode together. So let's hop in right now. But before we start, I would love to pray us in and I just ask the Holy Spirit to have His way in this podcast episode and to just reveal things to me as I'm speaking and to use my voice. And I pray that He just prepares our hearts for what He has to say. So let's do that. Lord, I thank you, God, for another episode. I thank you, Lord, for choosing and using me, God, to be a vessel to those that you lead to this podcast. I thank you, God, for using me. I thank you, Lord, for giving me this topic to speak on. I pray that you would just have your way in this episode, Lord. It's not going to be perfect, God, but I pray that whoever the ears that listen to this episode, I pray that you will use it to plant a seed in their hearts or their minds, in their spirit, and I pray that it will help encourage and lead someone to you. And God, I thank you so much. In your name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Okay, guys, so let's jump right into this episode. I want to start off by talking about just 3 ways to eliminate idols from your life once you've identified them. One being eliminate idols by reading the Word. The very first step to eliminating idols from your life is reading the Bible. There's so much truth, so much life, so much knowledge, so much wisdom in God's Word. If you want to know, like, what's the key to life, or what do I need to do, or what's next, or anything, that's like the key, that's the map to life. There's so much in there. There's so much wisdom in God's Word. There's so much that we need to know about ourselves as followers of God that's in the book. It's like it's in the words. It's in His Word. And so I believe the first thing that you need to do once you've identified the idols in your life is by reading the Word. And as you're reading God's Word, here's a prayer that you could pray. Lord, let your Word reveal to me any areas of idolatry in my life. If anything has become more important than you, show me and give me the grace to remove it from my life. If it cannot be removed, give me the grace to move it below you and to submit to you. Alrighty, guys, so the second thing to do once you are aware of the idol in your life, I'm going to be giving you all 3 in this episode. So the second one is eliminate idols by recognizing what is holy. In Ezekiel 14 and in many other places in the Bible, it is made clear that the nation of Israel had fallen away from God and worshiped idols, other idols, other gods. One reason for this was the failure to recognize the holiness of God. And this is still so very much prevalent now in our world, in our society, and even in our church. I recently just saw an Instagram story of someone. I was at a church, and it's a very popular church, I would say so. And just to see, like, yes, God is not boring, and yes, church should be fun, it should be enjoyable, but we should never get away from the seriousness. Like, we should never lose our reverence to God. Like, he's a holy God. He's not just some God sitting in a box that is not alive, that's not moving, that doesn't work, that doesn't deserve our reverence, that doesn't deserve our seriousness. Not saying that it should be like religion and things should be like this, that, this way and that way, but I believe as a church, we have fallen from the holiness of God. We are failing to recognize God as holy. And so I love what A.W. Tozer says, because I mean, it's still very true. He says, this is what he says about Christianity today. He says, we have learned to live with unholiness and have come to look upon it as a natural and expected thing. And so we've come to look at God like, oh, this is natural, like, unexpected thing, or maybe this God that doesn't do anything, that doesn't perform miracles, or that's not important, that, like, my worship set is way more important than what the Holy Spirit will do, or like my time with my, I don't know, my best friend is more important than spending time with God. We have come to live with this, like, mindset that God does not deserve our affection and our attention and our devotion. And I believe that this is a problem in our church. And I'm also talking to myself, like, I'm not perfect. I'm definitely human, I'm definitely there with you guys, but I believe that this is something that we should be aware of in our church and also within ourselves. And so if you're struggling with this, or if this is a challenge for you, or if you feel convicted, or if you even see this in your life or at your local church, here's a prayer that you could pray. Lord, teach me to honor you as the holy Lord of my life. Let me see the difference between things of you and things of this world. Lord, let me appreciate the freedom I have in you without forgetting the reverence you deserve. Let me see the areas of compromise that need to be shattered and the areas of devotion that need to be established. And that prayer sits so, like, it's so, what's the word I'm looking for? It resides with me so much because it's something that I've been praying recently for my life. Just, Lord, I want my life to be I want my life to be pleasing to you. I want my life to be devoted to you. Yes, the things that I do, I want this podcast to be a devotion to you, Lord. Or Lord, I want my relationship to be devoted to you. I want my actions and how I treat people and how I speak to people. And even what I do but when no one's watching, I want all of those things to be fragrance to the Lord. I want him to be pleased with me. I want my life to resemble him. When people see me, I want people to see Jesus. And so I feel like that can't happen if I don't have this place in my heart, a place in my life that gives God full authority, like that pits him first. And so it's something that I've been, guys, I'm so sorry about that, but it's something that I've been really praying about and really asking God to reveal to me areas in my life that I have placed before him, and just to help me put him first and to shatter those things that are taking up his time in my life. And so, or just shatter the areas of my life that are taking up the devotion that he needs. And so, yeah, our compromise. Okay, so the next thing I want you guys to think about is honoring the Sabbath. So eliminating the idols in your life by honoring the Sabbath. I feel like my voice is giving out on me now, but bear with me, guys. Eliminate idols by honoring the Sabbath. And oh my goodness, I was like, should I even speak on the Sabbath? But the Sabbath is so, so very important. And if you know me, you know that I love rest and I love quiet and I love slowness. But I don't think I have not yet established Sabbath. And so I'm still working on this. I'm still working on really learning how to take my rest more important. It should be taken very important. And so especially in our world today, in our society, our go, 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 busy society, it's so important. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this, and yeah, let's talk about it. So honoring the Sabbath can really just show us the things that, like, I know when I think about rest and stuff, I think about the times that I've had with the Lord during COVID, because that was honestly when I first, like, was silent before the Lord for in a really long time, and I was really able to really develop this time with him and really learn what true rest looked like, because I had no other distractions, and it was just me and the Lord and my mom and family. And so during that time, I was really able to be still. It was more slower paced. I had nothing to do, and so I had a lot of time on my hands, and most of that time I was in prayer, I was worshiping, I would go outside and just be with God. And I know that it wasn't easy at first, but I believe that the Lord really showed me how to do this. And in the moments when I was before him and with him, and even just like sitting on my floor and journaling or cooking a meal at home during that time, God began to show me things that were in my heart that I probably wouldn't be aware of if that time when we were like supposed to be inside, if that time didn't happen, I probably wouldn't have not been as aware of the things that were in my heart, and the things that I had to work through with the Lord, with like forgiveness and healing, and maybe even things that I was putting before him during that time. I believe I was putting like social media before him, and as I began to spend time with him, I really saw that the desire of social media, which was like Instagram and YouTube for me, those desires begin to like diminish. Like, I didn't really desire to be on those things as much anymore. And he revealed to me that I was putting those things before him, especially YouTube, like watching videos and all of those things. And so really spending time with God, really honoring the Sabbath, honoring rest, not putting work or school or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a friend or making money, like I just had a job or work, or reading or literally anything before the Lord, to have rest and to have communion and to be with him, is so good. And so in Ezekiel 22:26, God states that one of the issues was the Sabbath was disregarded. And like I just mentioned, in our busy society, it could be really hard for us to quiet our minds, to be still, and to just to rest. And rest could look so different for anyone. For me, it was maybe sleeping in that day and having a slower start to my morning, and putting on some worship music to start my day, and maybe praying before my feet hit the floor, getting a journal out and journaling, or going for a walk, going for a hike, being with family, and reading my Bible that day, doing basically nothing, or doing something that I enjoyed, or even really being with God that day. And so that is something that I thought about when I thought about, like, when I was thinking about idols in my life and things that ways that you could identify those idols or what to do. And so I love in Ezekiel 22 26 how God states that one of the issues was the Sabbath not being honored. But okay, guys, all that to say, yes, while we know from Paul's teaching in the New Testament that we are no longer tied to a logistic honoring of a holy day, but we also know that God prizes rest and he has called us to it. And so just take some time out of your week, or even, I love what my director of my school says. He says Sabbath doesn't have to be like this, like I just said, logistic thing, but God calls us to honor it. And so he tells us to even take like a few days out of our week to rest. And so maybe like if you're working on a Monday, taking some time on a Tuesday when you're not working, or taking some time Monday evening to rest, and then you're working Tuesdays, taking some time on a Wednesday to rest, or, you know, just finding those moments to be with the Lord and to simply rest, not do anything, not to work, to just be with him. And so it doesn't have to be this like logistical thing, or this like religion routine thing, but it could be simply just being with the Lord and just resting in his presence. And so God calls us to it, and I believe it's so important to him. And I mean, also, like, look at Jesus. Jesus rested. The Lord of the universe, like God, our creator, rested. The one who created the earth, the world, he even took a day to rest. And so what makes you think that we don't need a day of rest? And so I think it's so important, and I know that it is important to God. And so just think of some ways in your week, in your day, that you can rest. Actually, like, get your planner out. And guys, I'm literally speaking to myself, but since it's summer, I've been really having a lot of days of rest, and it's been so good to the soul. And so I want to just challenge you to take out your journal, take out your planner, and just literally plan out a day, or plan out some time in your schedule to rest, and saying like, maybe even saying that no one gets this part of time, this, no one gets me, no one's gonna get this part of me or get this time of me until I have my time with the Lord. And so I want you guys to do that. Take out your journals, take out your agendas, planners, and do that. Schedule time with the Lord. Alrighty, and so when you delight in the Lord, you will not want to delight in the things that have become idols in your life any longer. When you rest in God, you will want to start to see the areas where you strive. When you rest in God, you will start to see the areas where you strive, which are often areas of idolatry. And so when you're resting in him, those areas will become prevalent in your life. You will start to see the things that you are desiring after, like in my case, when I was resting, and when it was like the whole pandemic lockdown thing, I began to see like the things that I was striving for and the things that I was reaching for, and how the Lord was using that time to reveal those things to me, and that to reveal those idols or the things that I have put before him in my life. And so yeah, so here's a prayer for when you are eliminating idols by honoring the Sabbath. So here's the prayer. Lord, teach me your ways. Don't let me neglect your principles because of my freedom, because we have a choice. Teach me to honor the Sabbath by resting in you instead of by following a bunch of dead laws. Keep me to find my delight in you. Lord, let the things of this earth never satisfy me, but let my fulfillment come from you alone. And so those are three things that you could do once you have identified the idols in your life. And I'm going to just repeat them. One being eliminating the idol by reading the word. Number two, eliminate idols by recognizing what is holy. And number three, eliminate idols by honoring the Sabbath. And so those are three things that you could do, three more things after episode six, three more things of what you can do once you've noticed you have idols in your life. I just want to let you guys know that you are not alone in your walk with the Lord. Like, this is something that I am constantly praying for, constantly just trying to abide in the Lord with, and just asking God to reveal those things in my life too. And so I am not perfect, and you're not alone. And I just want to let you guys know that God is with you and he gives us grace. And so if you're struggling with this, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to talk with you. You guys can reach out to me on Instagram at Abide and Thrive Podcast. I would love to just be able to listen and talk with you about this. And also, if you guys are interested in being a supporter of this podcast, the link will be located in the bio. I pray and hope that this podcast was good for you guys, that you enjoyed it. Thank you for bearing with me with my voice and my nasalness. I don't know, but thanks guys so much. I pray you enjoyed it, and I pray that you have a blessed morning, a blessed day, a blessed week, and I will see you guys in episode 9 of Abide and Thrive Podcast. Stay tuned, because we may have a special guest on episode 9, or we may have a special episode. And so I will see you guys in episode 9 of Abide and Thrive Podcast. Bye guys. Bye.